Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Victoria 20, Emalahleni 17, Johannesburg 19.
Another crash. That's the one I told you about earlier. Centurion side, N14 North near Weirder Road. And we've got the roadworks in Sandton causing issues on the M1 North. The restrictions are at Grayston Drive.
We start at the courts and one of the three men accused of killing five-year-old Ditebogo Balane near Pretoria has failed his latest bid to be released on bail. Elia Mayeko told the Pretoria North Magistrates Court that he's the breadwinner for his family and needed to care for his ailing mother and young children. Mayeko and his two co-accused have been charged with the murder of the little boy while hijacking his father at the family's Soshanguva home in May last year. Here's Magistrate Nasi.
The court finds that the applicant had failed to discharge the onus that rests on him of establishing on a balance of probabilities that exceptional circumstances exist which warrant his release out on bail. Bail is denied. The applicant will remain in custody until the matter is finalized in court.
In other big court news today, a legal showdown is underway in the constitutional courts between President Cyril Ramaphosa and former President Jacob Zuma. At the center of the legal challenge is Ramaphosa's decision to place Police Minister Senzo Mqunu on leave of absence, a decision Zuma and the MK party say is unconstitutional. Advocate Dali Mpofu, representing Zuma, argues that the president only has the power to appoint or dismiss ministers and not place them on leave.
As far as the leave of absence is concerned, justices, we say the following. The president does not have the power to place a minister on leave of absence. Full stop. All the parties, fortunately, agree that there is no such express power, that nobody has to go there. So the best case for the other side would be to rely on some kind of implied power.
With tensions rising in global trade and whispers of tariffs on South African mineral exports, the government is making one thing clear. It's ready to diversify. Minerals and Petroleum Minister Gwede Mantashe says South Africa must explore alternative markets.
If the US imposes high tariffs, we must look for alternative markets. Our biggest trading partner is China. It's not the US.
Now, at the same time, Electricity and Energy Minister Hosi Ntsorama-Hopa has called for each country to shape its own energy transition. He was speaking at the G20 Energy Transitions Working Group meeting.
The Africa Energy Efficiency Strategy must be supported through declarations, practical interventions, investments, and partnerships.
And we end off in Limpopo, where the South African National Defence Force has confirmed the death of a soldier who was trampled to death by elephants. The body of Private Xavier Reinhardt was found near the yellow gates of the Madibombo operational base on Sunday, as Cliff Shiko reports.
The South African National Defence Force says preliminary investigations suggest that the soldier may have been fatally trampled by a herd of elephants while patrolling the area. His service weapon was recovered on the scene. An investigation is underway in cooperation with environmental and wildlife officials to determine the exact circumstances surrounding the incident. A similar incident occurred in the Southern Cape last week, where the CEO of the Gondwana Game Reserve, FC Conradi, was killed after being trampled by an elephant. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your lunchtime news. More news at 2.
What a tragedy with that SANDF soldier. Yeah.
So tragic,
Alex. What have we done to upset the elephants? What could we possibly have done, guys?
And this is the second incident in less than a week.
Actually, I can think of about, just off the top of my head, ivory. Yeah, I know. Shame piece, man. Alrighty then. 30-minute non-stop coming up. It's going to include big hits and a couple of misses. No! It's got a misses. You know? Let's start the hour with one of those.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex.